about you, but I just love the Lord. Hallelujah. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the worship. You deserve it all. God, I surrender myself to you. I'm a humble servant. My only desire is to give you glory. My only desire is to worship. I was created to worship. You were created to worship. That's your purpose in this life. It's to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Can you lift it up and say that? My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Come on, we're going to lift that up again. My hallelujah belongs to you. It belongs to you, only Jesus. I give you the highest praise.
My hallelujah belongs.
It belongs to you. My hallelujah, love. My hallelujah. It belongs to you. Only to you, Jesus. My hallelujah. Cause you deserve it. You deserve it, Jesus. The highest praise belongs to
you.
There's none like you. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. That's why we're here tonight. We come to give you glory.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
It's a sacrifice of praise. My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
I surrender my praise. My hallelujah.
My hallelujah.
It belongs. It belongs. It belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory.
All of the glory.
It belongs
to you.
All the glory. Yes, it does.
All of the glory.
All the glory.
To you.
All the glory is yours. All the glory is yours.
All of the glory.
It belongs to you. All of the glory. It belongs. Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. You all the glory, Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made for us. Our praise could never be enough. But God, here we are surrendering our worship, giving you our praise. Lift your voice mouth and cry out, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
All the glory,
all the glory,
all the honor,
all the honor,
and all the praise. Somebody lift your voice, cry out, hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
That's the highest praise, the highest praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
You're Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
My provider.
Hallelujah.
The King of kings.
Hallelujah.
The Lord of lords.
Hallelujah.
The great I am.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
There's none like you.
Hallelujah.
In all the earth.
Hallelujah.
All the glory.
Hallelujah.
And all the praise. We gathered in your name, you'll be in the midst. That's why we're here, to give you praise. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh Lord, all of the glory, it belongs to you. All my worship, all of my worship belongs to you. Everything that I am, all my worship,
all of my worship belongs to you.
God, you form and fashion me in your image just to worship.
All of my worship belongs to you.
You call me to be a living instrument in the earth. That's why I worship.
All of my worship belongs to you.
God, I'll be your mouthpiece in the earth. I just want to worship you.
All of my worship.
All of my worship.
To
all my worship.
You.
From the depths of my soul. From the depths of my heart, Jesus.
All of my worship.
It belongs
to
you. Somebody lift those hands and begin to worship him. He deserves it. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Deserves it all. Hallelujah. And after you get through with your worship and you begin to get out of the presence of the living God, God's got something waiting for you. There's a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. See, when you come out of the presence of God, he doesn't leave you empty-handed. Hallelujah. That's an impartation that God gives to you. Hallelujah. There's a blessing with your name on it. There's a blessing with your name on it. There's a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah. Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. It's just another test, he won't last always. Get ready,
get ready
for your blessing,
for your blessing.
Get ready,
get ready
for your miracle.
Your miracle.
Get
ready
for your blessing,
for your blessing.
Come on, get ready. Encourage you. I know you've been hurting deep down inside. Well, let me encourage you. alright. Troubles and trials, they come to make you strong. Keep on believing, you keep holding on.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get
ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Come on,
get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get
ready
for your miracle. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the miracle. Thank you for the signs and the wonders. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to encourage your neighbor this time. And I want you to tell them this. Declare this over their life. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, encourage your neighbor. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Lift your voice and everybody say, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, help me say, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, we're going to pick it up a little bit. Lift your voice. Say, God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it, point to your neighbor. Say, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a
blessing. With your name on it.
With your name on it.
With your name on it. Got your name on it. Got your name on it. She's got your name on it. 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 Let me encourage this. God's got your blessing. 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 God's got your name on it. Your name on it. Got 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 your name on it. He's got your name on it. Look down, say, God's got a blessing. Let anybody believe that. Lift your hands if you believe it. God's got a blessing. Come on, lift those hands and receive what God has for you. God's got a blessing. I don't know, but I believe for you that God's got a blessing with your name on it. Come on, you got to believe for your neighbor, even if your neighbor don't believe. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I believe that God's got a blessing for you. And you're going to receive it today. Hallelujah. It won't tarry. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, lift your voice, declare that. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, we're going to pick it up. Come on, listen. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
Name on it.
God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
With your name on it.
With your name on it.
With your name on it. Got your name on it. God's 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 got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. With your name on it. Somebody give God a praise for the blessing. The Bible says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm going to receive what God has for me. Hallelujah. 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 Saturate the atmosphere, oh God. Miracles can happen. The atmosphere is conducive for the Lord to move.
My Lord.
How many believe that on today?
Yes, sir.
There's an atmosphere being set. See, it's just like a dinner table. When you invite the Lord over, you got to set the atmosphere. You got to set the table. You got to put the dinner plates down. You put the forks and the knives and the napkins. Get the plates out. Get the cups. Yes, hallelujah. And say, Father, come on in and sup with me. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. That's an intimacy in worship. Hallelujah. That a lot of people don't want to tap into. That means full exposure when you begin to worship God. Say, God, here I am. I'm open to you. Anything that's not like me, God, take it away. I give you full control in my worship, God. Submission, God. When I'm worshiping you, God, there's a total submission.
My Lord.
You have your way, not my will. That's why it says, not my will, but thine will be done.
Yes, sir.
Because I've submitted my faculties unto you, God. Atmosphere is changing now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here.
The atmosphere is changing now.
Spirit of the Lord.
For the Spirit of the Lord is here.
The evidence is all around.
The evidence is all around.
Spirit of the Lord.
That the Spirit of the Lord.
Overflowing this place. Fill our hearts,
fill
God.
Our hearts with your love.
Your love.
Your love
surrounds us. Your love. God, you're the reason.
You're the reason.
We're here, God. To encounter
your love.
For the Spirit of the living God.
For the Spirit of the Lord.
Remember, you're the evidence.
The evidence is all around. The evidence is all around.
For the Spirit of the living God.
For the Spirit of the Lord is
the
here.
Atmosphere, the atmosphere.
The atmosphere is changing.
It's changing.
Now.
There's another realm of glory.
For the Spirit of the
Spirit
Lord
of the living God saturate the atmosphere.
The evidence is
it's all around.
Around.
It's all around. For the Spirit of the Lord.
The
Spirit of the
Lord.
To encounter
your love.
Your love. open up to you, God. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow in this place. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow in this place. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Saturate the atmosphere. Have your way. Move in this place like never before, God. We're the worshipers, and we're standing in front of you, God, and we're lifting you up higher than ourselves, God. We're esteeming you high, God. We lift you up. You set it by, and I'll be lifted up. I'll draw unto me. God, we lift you up right now. Draw us, God. Draw us, God. Draw us, God. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Here as in heaven. Spirit of God. Fall fresh. Fall fresh in this place. We need it. We need it. We need your presence, Lord. Your kingdom come. Your will. Not my will, but your will. Spirit of God. Release, God. Fall fresh. We need your presence. Your kingdom come. Your will. Your will. It's only your will, God. Not my will. I move out of the way, Jesus. Have your way. Take control. Not my volition, but your God. Fall fresh. We need. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Here as. A miracle can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. Healing can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. So much evidence all around. The evidence is all around. For the Spirit of the Lord is here. There's a healing in this place. Healing can happen now. Spirit of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here.
The Spirit of the Lord.
I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's all around for the Spirit of the Lord.
For the Spirit of the Lord.
There's a healing in this place. Healing can happen now.
Healing
can happen now. For the Spirit of the Lord is here.
For the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Put your hands on yourself, because you're the evidence. You're the evidence, that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Remember, he said that where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. So you're the evidence that God is here in this place. You don't have to look no further. You're the living testimony. You're a living testament of that God is in this place. The very fact that you decided to come here means that God is in this place.
It is here.
The evidence is all around.
The evidence is all around.
For the Spirit of the Lord.
For the Spirit of the Lord.
He's here. Somebody give God some praise. He's here. He's here. I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the living God.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. And he's saturating the atmosphere. He's moving in and out the aisle. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a need that you have, I dare you to glorify him right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Lift him up in this place. Hallelujah. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty.
Uh-huh.
The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Hallelujah.
And we found out that that wasn't all that it appeared to be. That's why I tell the young people, don't tell the young people the world has nothing to offer you. It does if you've never been out there. But what it brings to you is heartache, pain, and misery that's going to go along with the excitement that's enticing you to pull you out there away from the covering of the Lord. And see, the devil want to get you so far out there that he can destroy you that you'll never want to come back. So what he does, he gets you off course and you begin to do things that you know were wrong to do. You were taught in Sunday school that you can't lie. A liar won't tarry in the sight of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But you got older and started liking the girl, so you start making up stuff to tell. You start telling stuff to make them feel good so you can feel good. You weren't doing nothing but lying. Now, if you was telling them a story, you should have said, once upon a time. But you ain't telling no once upon a time. You just lied. Yeah, you did. You didn't used to go to the party. And when you went to your first party, you was trying to pick up on the dance steps. So, but you always knew how to rock, because in the choir, you know how to. So you stood on the wall and you rock looking cool, because why? You were out there. And then when you learn how to dance, can nobody beat you on the floor? You got out there on every song was your jam.
Everywhere.
You know it was. Oh, that's my jam. Let me get out there. You know it was, because why? The excitement that the devil had enticed you to be out there, and then you received the attention from the others that was out there doing the thing, so you had to do the thing too. You know how it is. You went up to the bar, didn't know what to order to drink. Give me one of them. Yeah, just like that. And then when you found out what it was, that was the only drink you know to order. Until the devil allowed you to come in the company of some other people that had a little more skills, were a little more advanced than you. Then you know how to say, yeah, give me a 7-7, rum and coke. I'll take a screwdriver. But you never want no Bloody Mary, because you were scared. Because you remember the blood of Jesus. You know you did. You were off course. But you know not to mess around with the blood. Because if you got in trouble, you want a mama to call Jesus in the blood of Jesus. You was getting off course there because you wanted to do your thing. And look what you did. You got then you learned how to do this, that. Then somebody said, man, listen, come on, we're going out back here. And you so naive, you don't know what they're going to do out back. You, yeah, man, let's go, man. You went with them. Next thing you know, they start passing around. Hit this, man, you feel good. The first time you hit it, you ain't feel, no, how you feel, how you feel? Oh, man, man. That's all you say, man, man, and start bucking your eyes. Say, ain't this good, ain't this good? And you don't even know how to feel. You were green. You didn't have any experience, but then you kept on and you kept on, and that spirit of them drugs got in you and started taking a stronghold in you. And then that spirit of that alcohol got in you. Start taking a stronghold in you. And you begin to get off course more and more and more. And you begin to stretch out and launch out into being a professional sinner. But all along, mama was praying for you. She kept on inviting you, telling you, come to church. And every now and then, you will run into one of the saints at the, oh, God. Oh, man. What Mother Jones doing at the store this time? She don't need to be here. You try to dodge her. She in the line of the canned goods. Out of the canned goods, you're going out of the cereal. To try to avoid seeing the saints. So you got away from her that time. Then you pull up at the gas station and Deacon Browner, hey there, young Jane, what are you doing there, boy? When you gonna come back to her? I was asking your daddy about you. I was talking to your mom about you. Oh, Deacon, I'm gonna come back. And when y'all have some, you know every time they have some. You ain't never forgot the schedule of the church. You know when the church anniversary was, the choir anniversary was, pastor anniversary, church picnic, and you gonna be slick and come by the picnic. Think they ain't have a word for you at the picnic? You forgot thy word have I hid in my heart. Everywhere you go, the saint got a word for you. But that spirit took you off course. And you got caught up in some things. And you kept getting deeper and deeper, deeper in it. And getting further and further off course. But you got to the point where you realized where it was going to lead you. It was going to lead you to the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. But that spirit of them drugs started controlling your mind. And that spirit of that alcohol kept enticing you. So every time you got your money and when your spirit got trouble, it tell you, just take a drink. And if the drink didn't do enough for you, it began to trouble you some more. Just go somewhere and get you a hit. And you got you a hit. And it allowed people that were doing the same thing that you were doing to come around you when you didn't have no money. And you said, well, I got to get myself together. And that's one of the biggest lies the devil tells people, that you got to get yourself together. You can't get yourself together. But you need to come to the house of the Lord where the Lord can touch your mortal body and help you get your mind right. And when you get your mind right, the Lord can help you get yourself together. But you first got to have the mind to want to get right. And when you get the mind to want to get right, then you learn how to say, I got to learn how to live right. I got to get back on course because I've been off course. I've been doing those things that I was taught better than. You found yourself like the prodigal son. He got to the point where he got off course and he started doing things that he knew better to do. But when he came to himself, he realized that his father had everything that he needed. He had got used to a lifestyle, but now he allowed the devil to take him away from that lifestyle. And he looked at himself and he made a decision. I got to get back on course. Let me go back to my daddy's house. Because in my father's house, there is love there. My daddy
will feed me. I don't have to eat with the hogs and wallow around in the pit no more. I can go back and sleep on a Sealy Posturepedic. I can go back and wear nice shoes. I can go back and wear clothes that fit me. I got off course because I allowed the devil to fool me. I was enticed by the bright lights. I got caught up in some things, but now I see myself, and I don't like what I see. I see what the devil done to me. It took me off my course. I used to pray. You used to sing in the choir, and now you ain't singing no more in the choir, because the devil pulled you off course. But every now and then, when you got in trouble, you will remember some of the songs that you sang in the choir. Those songs that you sung in the Sunshine Band help you through. Those songs that you sung in the junior choir lifted you up. Those songs that you sung in a young adult choir worked on your mind, worked on your mind, gave you courage to make it back to the church, gave you courage to get yourself up. You didn't care if you had green pants, purple jacket, yellow shirt, orange tie. You made up in your mind, I got to get back on course. I got to get back to the house of the Lord. Because if I make it just to church, God will, God will, God will bring me out. God will deliver me. God will set me free. God will restore me. God will revive me. God will set me free. God will do something for me. I got distracted and got off course, but now I realize I got to go back and get on course. I got to go back and say, Lord, here I am. Give me another chance. Allow me another opportunity. And Lord, 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 if you allow me to get back on course, I'm going to do what he said in Timothy. In Timothy, Paul told him, he said, stay there. Don't let them get you off course, but stay there and complete your course. Stay there. Although now you're back on course, the devil don't like you being back on course. So look what he does. Since you made up in your mind, for God I live, for God I'll die, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Well, you said that. The devil heard you make that declaration of faith. He said, okay, I got you now. I'm going to let LaShawn call you up. And LaShawn got a whole lot of money. And y'all going to go back down memory lane. I'm going to have LaShawn. And you ain't going to be smart enough to see what I got LaShawn doing. LaShawn going to come scoop you up in this new ride, pocket full of money, gold dangling on his wrist, on his neck, new Jordans on, and here you got on PF Flyers. Here you got on raggedy jeans. They raggedy, not because they in style. They raggedy because that's all you got. LaShawn wants you to go with him. You go with LaShawn. Y'all go to the mall. Here you is praying. Because when you got in the car, It didn't smell right. It didn't smell like no saints was in that car. It smelled like that thing you and LaShawn used to do. You smelled the weed all in the car. The aroma starts circling around your head and you start getting a contact, but you ain't know you was getting one. So LaShawn, y'all pull up and go in the mall. He go in the store. He said, I want this one, size 11 and a half. This one in a size 11. Dog, you want some? I got you. Get what you want, man. And here you are trying to resist the devil. No, I don't need it. LaShawn looked down at your feet. You said, no, you don't need it. He looked at your feet, and you had enough sense to try to keep your head up. And he told you, yeah, you need it. Give my boy one, too, you know. You took that gift from LaShawn, but it wasn't a gift. He was trying to entice you, to pull you back in, to get you off course. And after that, you took the shoes. You back in the car. And it seemed like the stuff got stronger in the car. He wanted you to come take a ride with me. Said, no, man, I got to get back home because we got Bible study. You know, today is Tuesday, and I've been going to church. Won't you come go with me? No, dog, I don't do that church thing, man. You know that, man. But here he is at 6:45, Bible study at 7 o'clock. All of a sudden, he want to pull up and get something to eat. He don't want to go to fast food because he know you're trying to get to church so you can stay on course. He want to take you out to dinner, but you find out that LaShawn wasn't doing the right thing. The devil was using him, trying to pull you off course, trying to discourage you. But you told him, no, I can't go this time, but I'll call you and we'll get together. You got out of the car. That time you escaped, you were able to stay on course. But the devil said, okay, you got away from LaShawn, but I'm going to have Sally Sue to call you because she knows just what to do. But you have been taught in Bible study from a youth all the way up to not to be a fornicator, but there's something about her when you see her. It just make you feel funny all over, and you just could not resist her as she began the sweet things in your ear. And you begin to feel funny all over. And your manhood got challenged. And you realize that the devil was trying to pull you off course. And you said, wait a minute, I can't talk like that no more. I can't hang out with you no more, because I read in the Bible, how can two walk together except they agree? You don't agree like I agree. You told me you go to church, but you didn't remember the name of the church. You didn't remember what the pastor preached on. But I can tell you the name of my church. The name of my church is Rehoboth Church of God in Christ. The name of my church is Bethel Deliverance Center, Church of God in Christ. And let me tell you what we teach over there and what I learned over there. They teach holiness over there. For the Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if I were to do with you like we used to do, we won't be holy. And I'm afraid to get off course because God brought me out. God delivered me. God set me free. God picked me up, turned me around. Put joy in my heart, put praises on my lips. I got to stay here and finish my course. Paul told Timothy, finish the course. But he didn't tell him along the way, when you're trying to finish the course, there's gonna be some disappointments. There's gonna be some heartaches. There's gonna be some sleepless nights. There's gonna be somebody talking about you, somebody mistreating you. But hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, because joy is coming in the morning. My brothers and my sisters, I'm here this evening to encourage you, stay on course, stay focused on the things of the Lord, because better is on the way, greater is on the way.